Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on South of South Down in Texas. Today is February 17, 2018, or is 8/2/2021. We're going to start our first service today, second service, with a song entitled Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, crossing the peaceful shore. Very deeply standing then, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, I'm high. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Oh, my heart. To Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best song. Faithful love and service to Him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Souls in danger looked above, Joshua completely saved. He will lift you by His love out of the angry way. He's a master of the sea, billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be, He say, today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Samuel and David, part 4, 1 Samuel chapter 25. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, Get ye up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shears, and now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, and now there was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants and to thy son David. When David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, "Gird ye on every man his sword." They girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword, and there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt. Neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the field. There were a wall unto us both by night and day all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him." Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. She said unto her servant, "Go on before me, behold, I come after you." But she told not her husband of all. And it was so as she rode on the ass that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So and more also do Yahweh unto the enemies of David, if I leave all that pertained to him by the morning, light any that pisses against the wall." And when Abigail saw David, she hastened and lied off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said unto me, "My master, upon me let this iniquity be. Let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not my master, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my master, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my master, as the Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Yahweh hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Yahweh be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my master, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my master. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Yahweh will certainly make my master a sure house, because my master fighteth the battles of the Yahweh, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my master shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Yahweh thy Elohim, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he swing out as out of the middle of a swing. And it shall come to pass, when the Yahweh shall have done to my master according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my master, not either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my master hath avenged himself. But when the Yahweh shall have dealt well with my master, then remember thine handmaid." And David said unto Abigail, "Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Yahweh Elohim of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisses against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that Yahweh smote Nabal that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Yahweh that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Yahweh hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose, and bowed herself on her face to the earth, and said, Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my master. And Abigail hasted, and arose, and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her, and she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given to Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Laish, which was of Galim. Okay, that's the end of chapter 25, 1 Samuel. Now we go to 1 Samuel chapter 26. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hachelah, which is before Jeshurun? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hachelah, which is before Jeshurun, by the way, but David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. And David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Abimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people that by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, Elohim hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Yahweh's anointed and be guiltless? David said, Furthermore, as the Yahweh liveth, the Yahweh shall smite him. On his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. For Yahweh forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against Yahweh's anointed, but I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it. Now they wait, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Yahweh was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of a hill, far off, a great place being between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, Answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, Who art thou that criest to the king? And David said unto Abner, Art not thou a valiant man, and who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy master, the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king, thy master. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Yahweh liveth, you are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master, the Yahweh's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice, and said, Is this thy voice of my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my master, O king. And he said, Wherefore doth my master thus pursue after his servant? For what have I done? For what evil is in my hand? Now therefore I pray thee, let my master the king hear the words of the servant. If Yahweh has stirred thee up against thee, let him accept an offering. But if they be the children of men, cursed be they before the Yahweh, for they have given me out this day from abiding in the inheritance of Yahweh, saying, Go, serve other gods. Now therefore let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of Yahweh, for the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one doth hunt a partridge in the mountains. Then said Saul, I have sinned, return my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have paid the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, Behold the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. Yahweh rendered to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for Yahweh delivered thee into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth mine hand against Yahweh's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of Yahweh, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. For David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Now I have a comment to make. That's the end of chapter 26 of 1 Samuel. Saul was anointed of Yahweh, and David was also anointed of Yahweh. They were both anointed at the same time. And one anointed king was chasing his successor, the future anointed king. And so David set an example by saying, Yahweh delivered you, Saul, into my hand, but I would not lift my hand against you to slay you, because you're the Yahweh's anointed. Saul knew that David was anointed of Yahweh. So what was David telling King Saul? You're lifting up your hand to slay me. By doing this, you are cursed. And as David said, Yahweh had appointed a day for King Saul to die, or he will die in battle one day. But nevertheless, he has a day that is appointed for him to die, and he's not going to kill him, because he's got an appointed time of the Yahweh to die. In other words, David was saying, I'm not going to interfere with Yahweh's purpose for anybody. Yahweh has a purpose for King Saul, and Yahweh's through with him. Yahweh don't want nobody hurting him, harming him. Now, Yahweh will do all the harm. That's what we're learning here. So down at Kern of Texas, Brother Johnson was anointed, and I was anointed. I was anointed by Yahshua. Brother Johnson was anointed by Yahshua, or Yahweh. And Brother Johnson wouldn't recognize my anointment, but I recognize his anointing. I wouldn't uphold anybody that came against him. And there was a few of them came against him down there and tried to get me to join up with them to overthrow Brother. And I told him, I will not touch it. I said, I'm here for the duration. I don't know when the time will be up, but I said, I was sent here for a reason. And I said, And I'm not interfering to try to bring brothers to his end, even though he's done many wrong things, and I have reproached him on some things that he already told me to reproach him on. But nevertheless, I would not make a move to join anybody and trying to overthrew Brother Samson. Matter of fact, I defended him on several occasions from such a thing. And I defended him right down to the very end when he betrayed himself with his son David. And I went against Yahweh on everything. I was there to help Brother Samson to pick up the pieces until the very end. And he would ask it too, and I'd do it. So anyway, that's how David served King Saul. He knew King Saul was not a converted man, but he knew he was anointed because the people had chosen him to be king, to be their king, and so they knew this. David knew this. He knew that Yahweh, that wasn't Yahweh's choice, and David knew that he was Israel, Yahweh's choice for Israel's king. David knew this, but King Saul was afraid that that was so. And so, anyway, King Saul tried to physically keep his kingdom intact and going on. He tried to do it by his own hand, but Yahweh had another plan. Anyway, in 1 Samuel chapter 27, and David said in his heart, I shall not perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistine. So David figured out that Saul was lying again when he said all those wonderful things about David. But David figured it out. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam of the Jezreelites, and Abigail the Carmelites, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezerites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of all the inhabitants of the land. As thou goest assured even unto the land of Egypt, and David smote the land, and left not a man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned, and came to Achish. And Achish said, whither have ye made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved not a man or woman alive to bring tidings to Gath's sin, lest they should tell on us sin. So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, he hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for welfare, for warfare, the side of Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou surely that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now Samuel was dead, And all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh, the Yahweh answered him neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirit, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Yahweh, saying, as Yahweh liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto her, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said unto Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and Yahweh is departed from me, and answers me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing that Yahweh departed from thee, and has become thine enemy? And Yahweh hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Yahweh has rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it unto thy neighbor, even unto David. Because thou obeyedst not the voice of Yahweh, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath Yahweh done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, Yahweh will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shalt thou and thy son be with me. Yahweh also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. And Saul fell straightway all along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. There was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, behold, thine handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words which thou speakest unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants together with the woman compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it and took flour and kneaded it and did bake unleavened bread. Therefore she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. There's your unleavened bread. That's the Passover time. That's when Saul went to the witch of Endor to seek a familiar spirit, And it was on the Passover, 1 Samuel chapter 29. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rear ward with Achish. Then said the princes of the Philistines, "What do these Hebrews here?" And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, "Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days, or these years? And I have found no fault in him, since he fell unto me and unto this day." And the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, "Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to the battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not this David, of whom they sang one to another in dance of sins? Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000. Then Achish called David and said unto him, "Surely as Yahweh liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me and the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the Lord's assisting." And David said unto Achish, "But what have I done, and what hast thou found in thy servant so long as I have been with thee, and to this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of my master and king?" And Achish answered and said to David, "I know that thou art good in my sight, as an angel of Yahweh. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Wherefore now rise up early in the morning with thy master's servant that are come with thee, and as soon as ye be up early in the morning and have light, depart." So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up unto Jezreel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David said, and then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Yahweh's Elohim, and David said to Abithar, the priest, "Ahimelech, son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod." And Abithar brought thither the ephod to David, and David inquired at the Yahweh, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them without fail, recover all." So David went, he and his 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, "To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou?" And he said, "I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by Yahweh that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither shall small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle and said, This is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men which were so faint that they could not follow David. And they had made also to abide at the brook Besor, and they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he slew them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save unto every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which Yahweh hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. When David came to the Ziklag, he sent as a spoil unto the elders of Judah, even unto his friends, saying, Behold, a present for you, of the spoil of the enemies of the Yahweh. To them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in the south Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Arior, and to them which were in Shipmah, and to them which were in Eshtemoa, and to them which were in Rakhal, and to them which were in the cities of the Jarah Melaz, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenaz, and to them which were in the Hama, and of them which were in Charashan, and of them which were in Apak, and of them which were in Hebron, unto all the places where David himself and his men were wont to haunt. Haunt, H-A-U-N-T. End of chapter 30, 1 Samuel chapter 31, and last chapter of this book. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in the Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard on Saul and upon his son. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's son. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was so afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side of Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in the Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols, and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the body of his son from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. End of the first book of Samuel. Let's go now to the second book of Samuel and continue our theme on Samuel and David. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag, it came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent. Okay, and it says, and earth upon his head. And so it was when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. And David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also. David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan, his son, be dead? And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And he looked behind him, he saw me, and called unto me, and I answered him, here am I. And he said unto me, who art thou? And I said, and I answered him, I am an Amalekite. And he said unto me, again, stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my master. And David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Yahweh, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young man that told him, whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite. And David said unto him, how wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Yahweh's anointed? And David called one of the young men and said, go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth has testified against his sin, I have slain the Yahweh's anointed. And David lamented with his lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of the Jasher, the beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for the shields of the mighty is vilely taken away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet, with other delights, who put on the ornaments of gold upon your apparel. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished? Then the 2 Samuel chapter 1. Let's go now into chapter 2. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of Yahweh, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And Yahweh said unto him, go up. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said, unto Hebron. So David went up thither, and his two wives also, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, and the Carmelite. And his men that were with him did David bring up every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh Gilead were they that buried Saul. And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said unto them, blessed be ye of Yahweh, that you have showed this kindness unto your master, even unto Saul, and have buried him. And now the Yahweh show kindness and truth unto you. And I also will requite you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now let your hands be strengthened, and be ye valiant. For your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah have anointed me king over them. But Abner the son of Ner, captain of Yahweh's host, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. At the time that David's king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab the son of Zeruiah and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon, and they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner said to Joab, let the young men now arise and play before us. And Joab said, let them arise. Then they arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And they caught every one his fellow by the head, and thrust his sword into his fellow's side. So they fell down together. Wherefore that place is called Helkath Hazarim, which is in Gibeon. And there was a very sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten, and the men of Israel, before the servants of David. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah, there Joab, and Abishiah, and Asahel, and Asahel was as a light of foot as a wild roe. And Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. And Abner looked behind him and said, art thou Asahel? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, turn thee aside to thy right hand or to thy left, and lay thee hold on one of the young men and take thee his armor. But Asahel would not turn aside from falling of him. And Abner said to Asahel, turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother? Howbeit he refused to turn aside, wherefore Abner, with the hinder end of the spear, smote him under the 5th rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. Seeing the passage, as many as came to the place where Asahel fell and died, stood still. Joab also and Abishai pursued after Abner, and the sun went down when they were come to the hill of Ammah that lies between Gihah by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner and became one troop and stood on the top of a hill. Then another called to Joab and said, shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be, then, ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren? Then Joab said, as Yahweh liveth, unless thou hast spoken, surely then in the morning the people had gone up every one from following his brother. So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and pursued after Israel no more, neither fought they any more. And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plain and passed over Jordan, and went through all Bithron, and there came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 300 and threescore men died. And they took up Asahel and buried him in the sepulchre of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at the break of day. That ends 2 Samuel chapter 2. Okay, it says chapter 3, 2 Samuel. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. But that's the way it was at Gilead Center. The longer I stayed at Gilead, the stronger I became. And the weaker Verlis Johnson became. I witnessed it all through the years. And unto David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and his second, Chilaliab, of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite, and the third of Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmiah, king of Geshur. And the fourth of Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abitar, and the sixth, Ethereum, by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of and Ishbosheth, said to Abner, wherefore hast thou gone in unto thy father's concubine? Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ishbosheth, and said, am I a dog's head, which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul, thy father, to his brethren and to his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou chargest me this day with a fault concerning this woman? So do Yahweh to Abner, and more also, except as Yahweh hath sworn unto David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David, over Israel and over Judah from Dan even to Beersheba. And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, whose is the lamb? Saying also, asking the question, whose is the lamb? Is it David, in other words, or King Saul? Make thy league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee, to bring about all Israel unto thee. And he said, well, I will make a league with thee, but one thing I require of thee, that is, thou shalt not see my face except thou first bring Maacah, Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face. And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, deliver me my wife, Maacah, which thou espoused to me, for 100 foreskins of the Philistines. And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Palatiah, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along, weeping behind her to Baal-Hurim. Then said Abner unto him, go, return, and be returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, you ought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it, for the Yahweh hath spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David I will save my people Israel out of the hand of Philistines and out of the hands of their enemies. Now, you get this? Now then do it, for the Yahweh hath spoken of David's sin. By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistine. Who are the Philistine today? These are Issus. These are your Palestinians. These are your Arabs. These are your Muslims. And out of the hand of all their enemies. And Abner also spake in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron. All that seemed good to Israel. And that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said unto David, I will arise and go and will gather all Israel unto my master the king, that they may make a league with me, with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all that thine heart desires. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop and brought in a great spoil with them, but Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. When Joab and all the hosts that were with him were come, they told Joab, saying, Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he is gone in peace. And Joab came to the king and said, What hast thou done? Behold, Abner came unto thee. Why is it that thou hast sent him away, and he is quite gone? Thou knowest Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive thee, and to know thy going out and thy coming in, and to know all that thou doest. And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him, and quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died, for the blood of Asahel, his brother. And afterwards, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Yahweh forever from the blood of Abner, the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that hath an issue, or that is a leper, or that leaneth on a staff, or falleth on a sword, or that lacketh bread. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, slew Abner, because he had slain their brother Asahel at the Gibeon in the battle. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, Rend your clothes and gird you with sackcloth and mourn before Abner. And the king David himself followed the bier. And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept, and the king lamented over Abner and said, Died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fell Esau, and all the people wept again over him, and whom all the people came to cause David to eat meat. While it was yet day, David sware, saying, So do Yahweh to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else till the sun be down. And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said unto his servant, Know ye not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, be too hard for me, for the Yahweh shall reward the doer of evil according unto his wickedness. Okay, this brings into our study this hour, contacts at the 7th hour, call on us, number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. The church is on foundation.
The church is one foundation, it is Yahshua her King. She is His new creation, the water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. His own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one of the earth. Her charter of salvation, one law, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one's holy food. And of one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation, in tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. There with the vision glorious, the longing eyes are blessed, and then be the church at rest. Yes, she on earth has union with Yahweh the tree as well, and mystic sweet communion with those who rest is one. Oh, happy ones and holy, God gives us